Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in on the Intercom Star Phone this morning is the host of the Emmy Award-winning Dr. Oz Show. He is free at last, to talk to us.
He came back.
Please
to us.
Welcome Dr. Oz. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. A couple of congratulations. Another Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Talk Show. You've been doing this, what, 9 seasons now?
Nine seasons, can you believe that? I remember when I first started coming on your show.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
And you were very nervous.
Oh, yeah. I was not destined for television. My life was all about surgery. I never get nervous in surgery. I was pretty cool.
Thank goodness.
I played sports before that. I never thought of television. It wasn't on my vision board, but it was on my wife's vision board. And you know that those commercials, for Visine back in the day?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those were my wife's eyes.
Really?
Yes. So she had insights into the power of media if you had a message that was worth hearing. And so it was because of her pushing and shoving and cajoling that I ended up started working with Oprah. We did probably, I don't know, 70 shows together.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. She's still my partner on my show.
Isn't it amazing how Oprah can spot other people
talent,
that
yeah,
have it?
She's good.
She's good, but I tell you, the other thing about Oprah is she teaches you well. You know, we I always joke, and this is, I think, Dr. Phil and others have been through the university, the Oprah University process. But she's laser-focused on the audience. I remember there were times I'd be doing shows, and she'd look over and say, you know, I didn't understand that. And if I didn't get that, then there's no way the audience would get it. So you're going to have to do it again.
Wow.
Sounds like Scott Shannon.
That's right.
He says that to me.
Well, also, congratulations. Yeah. I heard this over the weekend. You were appointed to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. You're working with Bill Belichick, right?
He is. There are a lot of folks up there. Mario Rivera for the Yankees fans out there. There are a lot of athletes, some physicians as well. And I've been involved in kids' health for 15 years. That's when we started HealthCore, our kids' foundation that you know about. And we go around the country trying to make sure that kids are given the right insights, recognizing that advertisers go after young people because they translate information to action really quickly. If you give kids the right information, they'll act. And we have randomized trials now showing that you can teach young people, and they will start actually eating better. They'll start getting better activity. They'll be able to cope better with emotional stress. And then they begin to lose weight and whatever else they want to do in life. And the big message, of course, is if you can change what's happening inside of you, you can change the world outside of you. We don't want to abdicate the possibility of kids being better than us. They are the future they always will be. And we've been mortgaging the future of our nation by not taking care of our kids.
You know, and over the years, I've watched you evolve in several different ways. One of the things, when we used to do interviews, you were much more of a slow talker. Now you don't
move right along.
I like this new Dr. Oz.
Did you see me in the OR? I'm really fast there.
Wow, I have a whole new heart in 15 minutes.
Now, on today's show, you're talking about red meat, and this drives me crazy when they do this. They have things that they say are going to kill you 1 year, and then 2 years later, you're supposed to eat more.
Well, red meat is a particularly confusing area because it's been mixed in with processed meats.
Mm-hmm.
And so processed meats across the board are problematic. And the World Health Organization and other groups have shown that there's an increased risk of cancer with some of these processed meats because of the preservatives, but also the quality of the meat's not that good. So the nutrient value's not there. A lot of people who want to lose weight are trying the paleo diet. And the paleo diet is conceptualized around the idea of a paleo human being that would have been eating meat. But frankly, they would have been eating mostly beans and grains. I mean, they wouldn't have had that much meat back then. So a little bit of meat, I think, is okay. But you got to lean green. Which means, and this is, again, many societies have been supporting this, you have maybe 3-4 servings of meat. A palm serving is a regular serving size. And that's like a reasonable amount if it's grass-fed red meat. Alternatively, find something else to eat, because most Americans don't do that. They have sausages for breakfast, some other processed meat for lunch, and that's where you get into the trouble. And just to be clear, even red meat has detractors, both because of environmental concerns, but also because the World Health Organization still feels that even red meat by itself, high quality, is concerning, but in small amounts, well-tolerated.
Now, on Thursday, you have a very interesting topic. Now, some coffee is not good for you. What does that do to you?
Well, coffee is, itself is a number one source of antioxidants in America.
Want me to call a doctor for you?
Yeah, please. I've already called 911. But we've already gotten pretty comfortable in America with the fact that coffee in the right amount, less than 3 cups a day, is considered a health beverage. However, the cream and the sugar aren't. Mm-hmm. And the bigger problem is when you get coffee in public places, in this case like airplanes, it raises a concern about the water that was used to make it. And interestingly, in planes, I don't know if you've thought about this, but the water that's carried on board, not the bottled water, but the water that actually comes in the plane that's used for the toilets and the sinks and everything else, comes from public water supplies. And there have been reports showing that there's contamination in that water, in part because it may have come to you contaminated, but the planes don't finish all the water, so it can sit in their galleys for a long
Yikes.
Time. And that's the water they use to make coffee. So we have a big investigation into whether or not this is a problem. Again, the prior reports have raised major concerns. We're going to bring people up to date.
You got to drink booze then if you're on the plane, because you can't have anything with ice.
Yeah, well, interesting about booze, by the way, booze at high altitudes, they don't mix well. But you can get bottled water, or my favorite, seltzer water, which really bubbles up in the air.
Yeah, that's true. Right. It does. It pops open.
All right. Today's show investigates also undercover hidden camera into fake psychics. That was probably an easy job.
Whoa. Yeah, it's not as easy as you think. Some of these psychics are, I mean, we have psychics on the show. And the audience really gets into it, but there are some real guys that are bad players. And they're, especially on the internet, they'll run these scams.
Sure.
It's unfortunate.
Check it out, Dr. Oz Show, weekdays at 1 on Fox 5. Remember, you are always welcome on this show.
But God bless you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tell Daphne we said hello.
Oh, I will. 3 grandkids now. She's counting.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. All right, there, Daddy-O. 810 at CBS FM. He is Dr. Oz, weekdays 1 on Fox 5, like I said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.